a summary of affixes across the binyanim beyond all truths. Ah, no, sorry, first the menorah.
The menorah, right.
The menorah, my famous menorah. There's how many binyanim in Hebrew today?
Seven.
Biblical Hebrew, late biblical Hebrew, you'll have parallel to hitpael, you'll have nitpael with a nun. The Haggadah is full of it, right? Modern Hebrew gave rebirth, shaf'el from Aramaic, and I didn't put it here because it's parallel to piel. Okay? So let's look at them. Pa'al is the very biggest, the biggest binyan there is in Hebrew, most commonly used, richer of all the other ones. Pa'al. Active binyan. Under it, the next candelabra under it, pi'el. Pi'el to pa'al is more intensive. Okay? Where the intensity can be in different ways, whether it's repetition, okay, or length. Okay? That's the intensity. Hif'il is causative to pa'al. So whatever action I did in pa'al, I can make somebody else do that action when I go to hif'il. For example, hayelet katav b'machberet, the child wrote in the notebook, המורה הכתיב את המילים. The teacher dictated the words. He made them write. Get it? That's hifil to pa'al. If you need to write it down, write it down. Hitpa'el is mostly reflexive. But it's also reciprocal. Right? Are you following me, Vivian? Where are you?
Hitpa'el
is mostly reflexive, but it's also reciprocal, right? Lehitlabesh, to get up in the morning and put clothes on, you do it upon yourself, right? You can say put on clothes, you will use pa'al, but if you say I got dressed, you'll use hitpa'el. Hitlabesh. And when you're going to say I met my friends in Israel and now I want to write back and forth, so you have a correspondence going on, right? Kotvim ze laze, mitkatvim. Alright? Lehitkatev in here, correspondence. Now, all this is considered the active sides of the verbs. We learned all these four. Now we're going to slide to the other side and we're going to have passive. Nif'al used to be pure passive to pa'al. Because whatever somebody closed, it was closed. Whatever somebody opened, it was opened. Okay? Naturally, almost automatically. Today, Nif'al has a life of its own. It started already earlier in the Bible. Nilcham, for example. Nilcham, you would think, fought, right? You have Lacham versus Nilcham. So Nilcham will assume some kind of passiveness, like he was forced to fight. But when you're in a fight, you're active fighting, right? So it started already in the Bible, but it took a life of its own in modern Hebrew. And there are lots of verbs that are actually, people do those. Nichnas and nish'ar. You met them. Nichnas, right? Enter the class. But we didn't learn this yet. So pu'al is an automatic passive to pi'el.
Automatic,
so automatic you have no idea. Absolutely whatever exists in pi'el, you can create in pu'al. Absolutely everything. And the same is true about hif'il and huf'al. Huf'al in u sound is the name of the binyan. Biblical Hebrew calls it huf'al with a tamatz katan. Okay? We're going to have this conversation in level either Hebrew 5 or if you take level 4 with me here in this course, okay? Not now. As I said, Rabbinic Hebrew enriched heavily with nitpa'el and shaf'el, whatever you need, the R-E in English, redo, goes into the shin in front of pi'el, okay? Pi'el, pu'al, and hitpa'el are getting richer and richer in modern Hebrew because of the Degesh Forte in them. The Degesh Forte in the Pi'el, Pu'al and Hi'el, allows to have four root letters or more. How do you say?
Okay.
How do you say to transfer in Hebrew? Le transfer. Le transfer. Okay. How do you say to synthesize in Hebrew? Le synthèse. Yeah.
Internet.
The
verb. I mean, it's a noun, but it's the same kind of thing. Television.
Right. So, but you are talking about borrowing nouns and giving them Hebrew forms, and I'm talking actually take the root, plug it into the music of Hebrew binyanim. Okay? It's one level more sophisticated than radio, television, televisia, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's one notch. Anyway, each binyan, I have space here for you to take this. Each one of these binyanim on the menorah is a high rise. Yeah, the canopy on the high rise carries the name of the binyan. Al, Biel, Al, whatever it is. Okay? We have three root letters. 1, 2, 3. Pe'a po'al, Ayin po'al, Lamed po'al. Okay? Each binyan has its own music. Each root has its own characteristics. On the first floor of any binyan, any one of them, on the first floor live shlemim. When three root letters always live. They do not disappear from the conjugation at all. Never. They're always there. Okay? They're called shlemim. Ho, shalom, shalem. When 1, 2, 3 are always there. Okay, and are always there. Next come the group. I'm climbing up the high rise. Of roots that have Aleph in the first position, in Pe'a Po'al.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So we call this Gizra. Gizra, cutting, okay, a design. Pei Aleph. So in construct, we all learn construct, Gizrat, Pei Aleph.
Does that go above that one right there?
I'm sorry?
On this side. You have the foundation there with Shlemim, right?
Shlemim.
It's the foundation right there, right?
Foundation.
So next one up is...
Next one up will be Pei Aleph. It's a tiny group. Tiny, tiny group. Mostly in Pa'al. But they can act in other binyanim, no problem. Okay? Remember, a root carries a basic meaning. What gives it the real meaning is plugging it into the music.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Whether it's the action, whether it's a passive, a recipient, or, right? Or reciprocal, okay? Give me an example of roots. Very basic.
Okay,
yes, exactly. Amar.
Achan.
Achal.
Aha,
very common. So all the gzarot, without exception, all the higher levels in the binyan are going to be smaller, but very intensely used. Our curriculum used this vocabulary all along, so it's not foreign to you. All along. Okay, so Aleph here. The next group will be a nun here. And I'll call it what? Pei
nun.
Example? Nafal. Natan. And Natan is even more special, right?
Right.
Okay. The third gizra would be with a yod here.
Mm-hmm.
Pei yod. What do we call? Give me an example.
Yored.
Yarad.
Yarad.
Right? Other ones? Yashav.
Yashav.
Yada, why not Yada? Sure it is. Yatsa has aleph at the end, so it will be combination.
Yeah.
Okay? I am done with peis. That's it. With peis, we're done. Ani. See that? Whenever you see a root that has ani in the front, one of these, red light. All right. The next group is either a vav in the middle or a yod in the middle. So the next, the middle letter is ayin apod, right? The second letter is the ayin apod. So it is ayin vav or ayin yod. And in Hebrew we say ayin vav yod. Shortcut. Why? Because they behave the same way. It doesn't matter. Oy vey. Okay? Give me examples. It's not a verb, it's a noun, right?
Bo.
Bo. Bo. Goom.
Right.
Goom. Yeah. Right? Live. Yes? Sim shalom. Riv. Fight. Right? All right, and the next group? The next one is when I have Aleph at the end. Last letter of the root is a Lamed Apoal. So we call it Lamed Aleph. And it's actually the easiest one of them all, so people don't even spend time teaching it. They just tell you Aleph is silent. You have to see it, you don't have to hear it. So they don't even spend time. Kara, Bereshit bara, bara Elohim et haShemayim ve'et haAretz, bara Aleph. Okay. And the last gizra will be Lamed Hey, or what do we call it? Lamed Yod. Because there is still an argument between linguists whether this is an authentic Hey or an authentic Yod. The bias is it's Lamed Yod. Okay? But you see mostly hay, so we're going to leave it that way. Give me examples. Very rich group. Kana, right? Kana. Ra'a. Ratza. Bacha. Bana. These are all here. You also, there is one more group that I will put in here. There are four root letters. So I'm going to step from here and I'm going to say, how do we say four in Hebrew?
Arba.
Arba. So these are called merubah.
Merubah.
Yeah, from arba. Merubah. And this is already in the Bible. You have Galgal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You have a few in the book of Esther, there are a few others. Okay? But they will follow Binyan P'el music. So it is and it is not. Okay? They're called merubaim.
How do you recognize them?
You will just see that there it doesn't fit the music of simple verb, of simple binyan. And you'll say, well, I have an extra letter there. You're going to try and error until you learn how to identify it. And besides, next level, we're learning it intensely. So, one step at a time. Okay. Any one of these can appear in one word than one binyan. You understand? It's a concept. Okay? So each binyan will have shlamim, and each binyan will have gzarot. Right? We learned ha'al, all of it. P'el, touched it. Not all of it. Okay? Hit pa'el, touched it. Not all of it. We learned everything on Pa'al. But I can tell you one more thing. Whatever the phenomena was, whatever the change was in Pa'al, that's exactly what's going to happen in each binyan, in terms of the phenomena itself. That's why your base in Pa'al needs to be solid. Okay? Whatever we learned in Pa'al needs to stick like glue with you. Because you learn it once, and you really transition smoothly throughout. Seder? That's why all the work with the verb system that I do here in this class. All right? Now, I would like to do binyan. I would like you to open the page.